High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament for the boys here tonight at Lincoln Christian High School as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Archbishop Bergen. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, like a mini-state tournament again with four teams left. You've got yourselves are ninth ranked in Class C1, number one Boys Town, number seven Newman. You've got the Archbishop Bergen team that's number 10 in Class C2. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. It's a fan's delight, and it's a kid's delight. These are the games that you live for. Our kids being in the semifinals, I think this may be the fifth straight year getting to this point of their season. And, you know, you hope you can give a good showing because these teams are quality teams and they're going to bring their best. And it should bring the best out of your kids. So we're excited to be here.
Doesn't a maker end your season here tonight, but a good measuring stick for you for maybe for the next 2 days?
Yeah, it is, and you approach it just like we did the beginning of the week. It's a district-type week. It's a state tournament-type week, and those things are quite a ways off yet, but you definitely want to show well here because if you're not, you maybe are still working on some weaknesses, and everybody wants to get better each week, and this is a great opportunity for us. We're going against a team that has some great size and then some nice guards that returned from last year's state tournament team. So, you know, when you do that, you're facing a quality opponent and you better be ready to play.
It's a team that won the state championship in 2008. They were runner-up last year in Class C2, losing to Lincoln Christian. So they're no chop liver tonight.
No doubt. There are a lot of tradition there, and Coach Paulson's done a great job of keeping them playing at a high level. You know, a lot of times you can hear of a program that goes 1 or 2 years, but he's replaced a lot of kids from last year, and man, they just come in and set the tone again for this season. And I think they struggled with, in his words, a little bit out of the gate, but they they're a very, very talented basketball team, and they're putting it all together at the right time of the season.
You guys are sitting at 11-5 on the season, coming off a win the other night over Central Catholic in the quarterfinals, 52-36. Played well on offense, played well on defense, too.
Yeah, I thought as it was an all-around game for us, and the biggest thing I thought we had was our team game. You know, our bench has been strong all year, but it's really starting to gain a lot of confidence in their scoring, and we're going to see teams trying to take away Hamburger and Tino, and now we have kids like Kevin Ryan, Mike Hannon, Joel Groffel, stepping up, Simon Ostrander, hitting key shots and crucial part of the game. And, you know, that makes us all the more difficult to guard if we can do that. You know, we're not an inside-type team. Tim Skoke has played excellent inside. He's had 11 rebounds 2 games ago. He had 7 rebounds the other night. But he's our only inside presence, you know, as far as a scoring threat. So, when you're not real big, you got to do a lot of little things. And playing great defense is the first thing. And then making sure you just knock down some shots.
Simon Ostrander has knocked down some big shots for you the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he has. A kid who has put in a lot of time this season and trying to get himself ready to go after a knee injury last year, and I couldn't be happier for him. He's a quiet type of leader. He's got a certain confidence about him, you know, that he just carries himself with in the halls at school, and it surely carries over to the rest of our team.
About the defensive effort against the Crusaders, they held Barrientos to 11 points, and I thought did an all-around great job.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to hold a kid like that down because he works so hard, but I thought just rotating guys on him, Simon started on him, and then I thought maybe the difference was Kevin Ryan. He just flat-out pestered him all night when he was in the game and, you know, didn't allow him to, you know, just get into any type of rhythm. And we noticed on film, and I've seen him live enough, that they that he is such a rhythm player, and he does a great job of working to get the basketball. So we had to just try to make it as difficult as we could, and we did do a good job there. And it was a credit to everybody being, you know, in the right position at the right time.
Talk about the progress of your team. You had some glitches in there a couple of weeks ago, but this team looks like it's picking up fire again.
Yeah, I mean, you just try to get better. And at Christmas time, I thought we had some weaknesses that we needed to work on, and we've changed lineups 2 or 3 times, and I think that's motivated some kids, and they've really you know, took it to heart that they've got to step up their intensity level every time out. I just don't think we understood what the difficulty of each opponent was going to present us. And tonight's another thing, same type of challenge. You know, you're going to see something a little bit different than we haven't seen all year, and that's their big size. And then they play a 1-2-2 zone that's very difficult to get anything on the interior. So, you know, that and just getting confidence. I think when you play aggressive and you play with some intensity, it gives you confidence maybe at the offensive end.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Archbishop Bergen as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with Saints USA head coach Kevin Asher at Saints USA and Archbishop Bergen tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here at Lincoln Christian. You mentioned the opponents, coach. They're 13-3 on the season, and they'll start with their size, 6'7", 6'5", and say.
Yeah, and two different types of players. That's the thing. The 6'7 kid, Mart, he likes to go to the perimeter and shoot the three-point shot. He also can go inside. And then Conrad is just a horse inside. He's 6'5", sophomore, and about 250. I don't know his exact weight, but on film, he really just goes through people if they're not going to get position on him at all. And, you know, when we see that type of size, that's just a difficult matchup for us. So we're going to have to do a lot of pressure-type situations to try to keep the ball out of their hands.
Is this going to cause some matchup problems for you? The 6'7 kid goes out on the perimeter and starts shooting three-pointers. Can cause some matchup problems for you.
It is, and you can't really throw just a basic guard on him, you know. You do that, and he's going to go inside because he's skilled around the basket, too. So it has. It's worried me the last 48 hours trying to figure out how we're going to go. We're going to stay with our same starting lineup, but then we're going to have Chris Hartford. He needs to be readily available. He played great defense, I thought, at Boone Central against a big guy. And he played great in a couple other games against bigger guys than him. So he's going to have to just use his athletic ability, and so are all our kids. We worked the last two practices on just basically foot position and getting in the right position when he makes the catch, if he does, and hopefully he doesn't get as many catches. But our guards have to do a great job, too. They have to be out front, putting a lot of pressure on their guards, not getting the ball so deep into their offense. And hopefully, you know, if we can string the game out, maybe make it a little 84-foot, 90-foot, whatever this court is, we'll you know, maybe have some advantage there.
Pull Hartford out and have to guard on the perimeter. It's obviously going to open things up inside, and they got the 6'5" kid inside, so it's like plugging a dam in it.
It is, and, you know, our guys are going to give up that size, and they're going to give up some poundage, too, and, you know, I think our kids will take that as a great challenge, and that's what I like about our team is they'll see it as, hey, we've got to do everything right, whether it's check out, whether it's being in the right position when the ball's on the wing or on the point or wherever it's at. They've got to do their work early, and we've got to have a great wall on the inside and, you know, just double down and help out as much as we can, because the thing is they can shoot it from the perimeter, so we can't double the wrong guy either.
That's the story inside with the size, but they got a couple of guards, too, that average right at the 9 points per ball game. So, like we said, there's a ton of scores on this team.
Yeah, there is, and it's a tough situation, and their coach does a great job of trying to take away your help side. So where you double from at different times during the game depends on where they position their other players. And we've watched three films on them, and you hope you kind of have a little bit of a plan. But I told our kids, you know, you can't worry so much about exactly what they're doing. You got to make sure you're just doing your own job, you know, where to double, if it's your man that's supposed to be doubled off of or not. So hopefully, you know, we have a plan, but then again, you know, it depends on whether you can score points. And I think one of the keys will be is staying ahead or even with them throughout the game so they can't dictate.
What type of team is this? What are we going to see today?
Well, they're up-tempo. They're out of the gates in a hurry, and I think a lot of that has to do with they control the rebounding. Those big kids get the rebound, and whether they're in man-to-man or they're 1-2-2, their wings are out, and they're pushing the ball hard to the other end. And so we've got to do a great job of their conversion. Now, we want to run tonight just as much as we can, but we've got to do a good job of rebounding. And I think once you, you know, if you can contain the boards, you know, just break even at the rebounding edge, and I think that'll be great if we can do that. And then, you know, just make sure that we're getting back on defense. And if we do have dead balls situations or made buckets, we've got to pressure so that they don't get to just bring it up and do it, kind of dictate to us what they want to do.
Defensively, will they just stay in that 1-2-2?
Well, I think it's kind of been a quarter on, quarter off. It depends on who you talk to and what film you watch. You know, they've started most games in man, and you know, I think that maybe we'll see it first tonight. But we can go real small too, and maybe cause them some difficult situations. But their big guys don't like to come away from the basket very far, and maybe if we can spread them out a little bit and get some driving lanes to the basket and some kickouts, and you know, like I said, we've got to hit threes like we did the other night.
What's it take to go back-to-back now against some very good competition?
Well, you got to be playing at your highest level. Your kids got to believe that they can get it done, and I think that's one thing with the past few years. Our kids have looked at this as a nice challenge, and you come out and you just say, hey, you're in the semifinals, the Centennial Conference Tournament. You've been here. The last group did it. You can do it. So you really you want to put yourself in a consistent situation where, hey, you got to play at a high level for 32 minutes and not worry about what tomorrow brings because, you know, like they say, there is no tomorrow if we don't play well tonight.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, Sonic Lamps in the play-by-play description coming up next. St. Cecilia and Archbishop Bergen tonight from 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're back at Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament for the boys here tonight as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, a team that is ranked number 9 in the latest Class C1 basketball poll, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, gets set to take on the Knights out of Archbishop Bergen. They come in ranked number 10 in Class C2. I'm Mike Willow. Call the play-by-play for you tonight. Archbishop Bergen coming in, a record of 13 wins and 3 losses on the season. Bergen knocked off Lincoln Lutheran in the quarterfinals the other night by a score of 63-47. Hastings St. Cecilia, a mark of 11 wins and 5 losses. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday by a score of 52-36. Winner this ball game will move on to play in the championship ball game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and they will face the state's number one ranked team in Class C1, the Cowboys out of Boys Town, as they just got done knocking off Bishop Newman in the ball game before this one. Final in that one of 84-69. It was an up-and-down type of basketball game as the Boys Town got out to a 23-19 first quarter lead. Cowboys led at halftime 47-32, led after three quarters at 69-45. And again, the final score, it was Boys Town beating Bishop Newman tonight in the other semifinal game by a score of 84-69. St. Cecilia going to have their hands full here tonight with the Knights out of Archbishop Bergen. This is a team that finished second in the state last year in Class C2 as they lost to Lincoln Christian in the championship ball game, 46-43. They've got a tradition of winning at Bergen as they won the state championship back in 2008 in Class D1 before moving up to C2. And again, they got all into the championship ball game last year before losing to Lincoln Christian. They've got quite a bit of size inside that St. Cecilia will have to deal with tonight. 6'7", Jackson Mark, that we talked about in the pregame show, averages 12 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 block shots per ball game. If you get him stopped, they've got a big 6'5" Cole Conrad that is averaging 11 points and 6.3 rebounds per ball game. Archbishop Bergen has lost only 3 times this season. They lost back-to-back games back there in December, losing to Aquinas 53-48, and then losing to Howells by the score of 43-29. Their other loss has been to Stanton, a team that is currently 15-1 on the season. They lost to Stanton by the score of 52-40, but since that time, they have won 5 games in a row, including the other night against Lincoln Lutheran, 63-47. Archbishop Bergen is a team that is averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up just 48.5 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia is averaging 47.3 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.7 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For St. Cecilia, they'll go with Mike Hannon tonight, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 5.5 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Simon Ostrander, a 5'9" senior, been shooting the ball extremely well the past couple of ball games, averaging 3.3 points, 1.3 rebounds per game. He scored 6 the other night against the Crusaders of Central Catholic. Cesar Tino, a 5'11" junior. Tino is averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. The other starter for St. Cecilia will be Tim Skoke, a 6'3" and senior. Skoke is averaging 4.3 rebounds per game. And Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" and senior, is averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Of course, the Blue Hawks are coached by Kevin Asher. Archbishop Bergen, the Knights, come in here. They'll have a starting lineup that looks like this. Nate Griffin, a 6'1" and sophomore. Griffin averaging 7 points per ball game. Jake Jensen is a 6'1" and senior, averaging 9.8 points per ball game. He scored 12 the other night against Lincoln Lutheran. Matt Schleister is a 6'1" and senior. Schleister is averaging 6.1 points per ball game. They've got Jackson Bart, a 6'7" and senior. He is averaging 12.4 points, 9.1 rebounds per game, and 6.1 blocks per ball game. And the other guy inside is Cole Conrad, a 6'4" and sophomore, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia going to be the visitors on the scoreboard here tonight, dressed in their blue, trimmed and lettered in the white. The Knights of Archbishop Bergen in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the green and the gold. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right, and Archbishop Bergen will control the opening tip. St. Cecilia will have to play tough defense here tonight. These big guys, they can shoot three-pointers as well, so that's going to pull St. Cecilia out defensively here. So we'll see how Kevin Asher handles that in the ball game tonight. Here's a Schleister with the ball out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia is starting off in that man-to-man defense. Schleister takes it to the wing on the right side. That's Jensen. Gets it inside to Mark. Back out on top. Top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up by Griffin. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Skoke gets it to the far sideline to Hamburger. Here comes St. Cecilia for the first time offensively. Again, shooting to our basket to our right here at Lincoln Christian High School. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. That's Ostrander with the ball. It's going to be a zone defense here for Archbishop Bergen, a 1-2-2. Deep in the left corner, shot taken by Cesar Tino, no good. One and done as Schleister comes back the other way. There's a feed down the floor, and the shot is up and in. Schleister gets the assist. Jake Jensen gets the field goal, and just like that, the Knights go out on top by a score of 2-0. They don't waste a whole lot of time getting up the floor there. A good transition from defense to offense. They get the field goal by Jake Jensen. 2-0 to score. The Knights have the lead. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball again back in their offensive zone. Ostrander goes to Hamburger down in the corner again. There's a three-pointer put up there by Hannah. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson Martz. up the floor, down the near sideline to Griffin. Drives it into the lane. Contact made. His shot is put up there. It's going to be no good. No foul called. Hamburger gets the rebound. Down the near sideline, down to Ostrander. Kicks it back out to Hamburger on the wing here on the right side. Down in the corner. Caesar for three. Shot is up there and in. Caesar Tino knocks down a three-pointer from deep in the right corner. Tino hitting 25% of his trays so far this year. And St. Cecilia's got the lead, 3-2 score. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the opening quarter from Lincoln Christian. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Schleister. Moves it down in the corner on the left side to a Martz. Out on the wing down to Jensen. Comes out top to a Griffin. Moves it over in the right wing to Schleister. Entry pass to get it inside to a Cole Conrad. Tries to dribble into the lane. His shot over Scope is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon has got the rebound for St. Cecilia. Now to Ostrander. Now to Hamburger into the forecourt. Down in the corner, Cesar Tino has got the ball. Brings it up high. Hands it away to Hamburger. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Shot is up there and in. Phil Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have a 3-point advantage now. 5-2 is the score. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. They get back there quickly, and Jackson Bart puts one in there right in front of the basket for Archbishop Bergen. 5-4 the score now. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Here's Scope in front of the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Conrad comes around with a rebound, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks. End of the ball game now for Archbishop Bergen is going to be Tanner Boggs. Also coming with a substitution here, Jonah Matson comes in. Boggs averaging 2.9 points per ball game. Matson is averaging 2.3. Also coming in, Colton Berdico is averaging 2.5 points per ball game. So a quick substitution here at the 5:15 mark. 5-4 the score. It is Archbishop Bergen trailing Hastings St. Cecilia, driving the baseline. A shot is put up there by Marth. That's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Jackson takes it from the corner all the way to the basket, and he's fouled into play here by Skoke of St. Cecilia. The first foul on Tim Skoke. That's team foul number two on the Hawks. They're going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Jackson Marth. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He scored 11 points the other night in the quarterfinal win over Lincoln Lutheran, 63-47. This team with just 3 losses this year. They're 13-3 on the season. Jackson Martin will have one more. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now we are tied up at 5 points apiece with 5:08 to play here in the opening quarter from Lincoln Christian High School. St. Cecilia back with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Ostrander down in the corner for Caesar. Again, a 3-pointer put up there. That's going to be short. Gets his own rebound. Caesar drives it into the lane. Kicks it out on the wing. Hamburger throws up a 3. His shot's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Ball tapped to the baseline. It's picked up there by Schleister coming back the other way. That's Schleister with the ball, or Schleister with the ball, I guess, over here on the wing. Now to Berdico. Down to Schleister. Top of the key. That's Boggs with the ball. Boggs moves, brings it over to Matson. Now down in the corner. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked out of the hands of Martin. The ball's going to be picked up here by Hannon. That's a block by Skoke. Now Tim gets her back the other way to Caesar Tino. Caesar here on the right side of the lane. Gets it out to Ostrander. Now to Tino. The ball lost out of his hands, out of bounds. Good defense out here by Matson. He was right in the face of a Caesar Tino, and Caesar leaves the ball out of bounds. Losing it out of bounds. That's the first turnover on the Hawks. St. Cecilia averaging 12 turnovers per ball game. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. We're in the first quarter in Lincoln Christian tonight. Just under the 4.5-minute mark of this first quarter. That's Bergen working with the ball. That's a Jensen taking the ball to the hole, and his shot is up and in. Took it down to the baseline and then drove it to the hole. He's now got 2 field goals and 4 points. And now Fremont Bergen out to a 7-5 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Hamburg with the ball down in the corner. Kevin Ryan gets it inside now. There's a jumper put up and in. Chris Hartford just checked in there. Ryan got him the ball. Hartford scores. And now we're tied up at 7 points apiece. Here comes Bergen. Comes back quickly now into the offensive zone. Outside, this is Boggs with the ball. Comes across the top to Matson. His three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Mike Hannon runs it back the other way for the Hawks. Into the offensive scoring zone. Hannon's pass down in the corner is tipped away out of bounds. Getting his hands on it was Colton Berdico of Archbishop Bergen. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball down here in the corner. Left side of their basket, 3:33 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia is 7, Archbishop Bergen 7. The winner will get number one ranked Boys Town tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the Centennial Conference Tournament Championship. Cesar Tino gets the ball down to Hamburger. Out here in the dribble in three-point territory. Comes over to Ryan, now to Hamburger. Entry pass, they get it to Hartford in the lane. Kicks it out on the wing to Ryan, down in the corner now. Where the ball is going to be Joel Groffel, who's into the ball game. out there, Ryan. Now to Hamburger. Entry pass again to Hartford. His shot in the lane is going to be up there and in. Chris Hartford comes out for the bench to score a couple of field goals and 4 points. St. Cecilia now with a 9-7 lead over Bergen here in the first quarter. Here's Boggs with the ball, comes out on top, bombs it inside. The ball is poked away from Conrad. It is picked up here on the left sideline by Jensen. Jensen comes across the top to Berdico. St. Cecilia stays in the man-to-man defense. Matson has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Leaves it out top now to Boggs. Boggs holds the ball with 2:45 to play. On the far sideline, Matson. They get it inside now to Conrad. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer from the top of the key thrown in there by Colton Berdico. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and Bergen goes back out on top by a score of 10-9. A seesaw first quarter here from Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Cesar Tino out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline to Hamburger. Skip pass goes down in the corner to Joel Grappel. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino holds the ball. Now to Kevin Ryan. Comes across the top to Hamburger. Back to Ryan. Dribble penetration in the lane. Kicks it out to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Grappel. Drives the baseline. Cut off there. Goes up with a shot anyway and scores it. Joel Grappel scores over Cole Conrad. And it's an 11-10 ball game now. St. Cecilia back out on top by a single point here. Here's Jake Jensen with the ball over on the wing to a. That's going to be a Matson. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected away. Now we got a kicking violation called in St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Archbishop Bergen playing the ball in on the far sideline. Some more substitutes coming in here with a minute and 55 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got the 11-10 lead over 10th-ranked Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia ranked number 9 in Class C1. Bergen with the ball on the far sideline. That's a Schleister with the ball. Schleister goes down in the corner to Tanner Boggs, picked up out there by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. Back to Schleister, takes the ball to the free throw line. Now down the lane he goes. His shot off the window is going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's going to be taken down by Skok. He loses control of the ball. Conrad down there with him, and we got a jump ball called. Cole Conrad, he's a big boy down there, fighting for that loose ball with Skok. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks will get it here. A minute and 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. 11-10 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Kevin Ryan with the ball on the far sideline to Phil Hamburger. Brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble. Now picks it up. Has to get rid of it. He does to Ryan. Ryan dribbling with the ball. Hops inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Hamburger. Back out to Ryan in three-point territory. Still that 1-2-2 zone defense here for Archbishop Bergen. And it's a tough one. They're allowing just 48 points per ball game so far this season. 48.5 to be exact. Here's Skok with the ball, not a Hamburger. Out here in three-point territory, dribble penetration, dumps the ball down low to Skok. His shot's to be blocked down. It's picked up by Hamburger. Back out on the wing to Kevin Ryan. Back down on the baseline, that's Hartford with the ball. Out of the wing, down to a Hamburger. St. Cecilia resets their offense. Here's Ryan down in the corner on the right side of Joel Grappel. Looks to drive it inside, can't do it. Spins on the baseline, bounce pass goes inside. That's Skok with the ball out to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound Grappel down to a... Skok hits up from 10 is good. Tim Skok, left side of the lane, scores there after an offensive rebound from Joel Grappel. Now St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. 13-10 is the score. Here's Jensen with the ball down in the corner to a Mart. That's a Jackson Mart. Comes out here now to a Tanner Boggs. 25 feet away from the basket. Bounce pass goes inside to Conrad. Ball poked away. Conrad picks it back up on the baseline. He works against Hartford. Spins on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Cole Conrad, he's going to be a load to handle there for Chris Hartford inside. That's now a 13-12 ball game. St. Cecilia comes back, Skok with the ball down in the corner, out on top to Ryan. His shot for three is up there, is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. So after one quarter, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 13, Archbishop Bergen 12.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Farm Bureau Financial Services approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 13-12 is the score. Saints to say with a one-point lead as we start the second quarter of play. Chris Hartford off of the bench to score 4 points in that first quarter for Kevin Asher and the Hawks. Here's a long-range three. It's up there, no good. Tip try is no good, and a foul is called. The three put up by Griffin, but then a tip try by Jackson Mart underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia, and Jackson will go to the free-throw line here for Archbishop Bergen. The personal foul is called on Joel Groffel of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Hawks. Jackson Mart to the free-throw line. His shot is up there and in. Jackson Bart, the big old 6'7" post player here for Archbishop Bergen. He's just he's a senior. Cole Conrad, the other big boy inside, is only a sophomore here for Archbishop Bergen. So Mart will have one more. We're now tied up at 13 points apiece. Second shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke of Hastings St. Cecilia. So we're tied up at 13 points apiece. St. Cecilia with the ball. Down in the corner is going to be Mike Hannon. Brings it up high on the block. Hannon moves it down in the corner. Down to Skoke. Skoke dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes out to Hannon. Comes across the top to Kevin Ryan. Dribble penetration down the lane. Gives it away to Hartford. His shot is up there. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Archbishop Bergen. Here they come back the other way. Schleister drives, and he loses control of the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it to a Nate Griffin, and his pass goes sailing wide of the target out of bounds. First turnover in the ball game for Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia with one. We're tying up at 13 points apiece. 7:17 to play. Here in the second quarter, the winner gets number one ranked Boys Town tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the championship. The Cowboys beating Bishop Newman tonight by a score of 84-69 in the other semifinal game. Here's Skoke driving the ball inside. It's going to be blocked down by Mart, and the rebound is loose, and now we got a foul called. Mart is averaging 6 blocks per ball game. He's got a couple of blocks already here in this ball game. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Archbishop Bergen. Nope, it's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Skoke. That's a second foul on Tim Skoke, team foul number four on St. Cecilia. Skoke will come out now. Hartford comes back in there for head coach Kevin Asher. So it's going to be Archbishop Bergen coming back with the basketball now with a chance to pull ahead. We're tied up at 13 points apiece a minute into the second quarter here at Lincoln Christian. There's Griffin with the ball back outside to a Berdico. Goes over on the wing on the right side as they get it over there to a Schleister. Schleister now to Mattson. Back out to Schleister in three-point territory. Picked up by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. There's a Griffin with the ball back outside to Berdico. Swings it left side of the wing. Now to Schleister. Schleister thought about the three. Instead goes over in the far sideline to Mart. His three-pointer is put up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan grabs the ball for the Hawks. Gets it now to Hamburger to Ryan over on the wing. The left side to Mike Cannon. Cannon lobs it inside. That's a Chris Hartford. Back out to Hamburger. Swings it left side to Ryan. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Berdico. Berdico has got it now for Archbishop Bergen. A feed to the near sideline, almost intercepted. Schleister's got the ball, drives it into the lane, loses control of it, picks it back up, throws it up there. The shot no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. That's Cesar Tino running back the other way for the Hawks into the offensive zone. Stops. Now we got a foul call out here as Cesar got the pass away. Foul is going to be called here on Matt Schleister. Schleister picks up his first. That's the first team foul on Archbishop Bergen. In the first half, we're 2 minutes into the second quarter. We're tied up at 13 points apiece. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. That's going to be Mike Hannon triggering things in. Down in the corner to Hamburger. Thought about the three. Drives the baseline. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Bill Hamburger, his second field goal of the ball game. He's averaging 12.3 points per ball game. He's got four here. St. Cecilia back out to a 15-13 lead. Here's Jensen with the ball in three-point territory. Drives it against Hamburger. Stops right side of the lane. Comes back out to Griffin. Loses control of the ball. Griffin picks it back up. Now to Martin. It's up for three. Good. Boy, that's a tough matchup for St. Cecilia. Martin's 6'7", and he just steps outside the three-point arc and cans the tray there for Archbishop Bergen. 16-15 is the score now. Bergen has got a one-point lead. There's a pass on the wing, intercepted. Intercepted by Griffin. He runs her back the other way. 3-on-2. Goes over to Schleister. Now to Mart inside the free throw circle. Near side to Jensen. Is shot for 3. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. The Hawks runner back the other way. Simon Ostrander has got the ball. Poked away. Picked back up by Ostrander in the far sideline. Down in the corner now. They get it to a Mike Cannon. He's double-teamed. His pass comes back out on top to Ostrander. Down to Hamburger. Dribble penetration. Down in the corner. Cesar Tino drives into the paint. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Cesar Tino. That is the fourth turnover at Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. And now Bergen can pad their lead here. 16-15 is the score. The Knights are out on top of the Blue Hawks in the Centennial Conference Tournament semifinals here tonight at Lincoln Christian. Jake Jensen has got the ball here for Bergen. Out there working against Hamburger. Jake falls down, but now they get it on the far sideline. There's a Bergen working with the ball. Back outside, here's a long-range jumper put up there at the end. Jackson Mart again scores. That's just a two-pointer. He was just inside the ring. Jackson Mart has now got 8 points here in the ball game for Archbishop Bergen. And Bergen has the biggest lead of the ball game now at 18-15. Bill Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia down in the baseline, and the ball mishandled there by Hannon. The fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. Hannon can't handle it down in the baseline. Chris Hartford coming out of the ball game now. Joel Groffel comes back in there. So now Archbishop Bergen has the biggest lead of the ball game. It is 18-15, and Bergen will have the ball. So here comes J.T. Vecera into the ball game now. He's a 5'9" sophomore. Going to see some playing time here. J.T. Vecera, deep in the corner of the right side, is going to be Jake Jensen with the ball. Comes out to Jackson Martin. He's swinging left side to Vecera. Back out on top now to Jake Jensen. Entry pass to get it into Conrad. He powers his way to the basket. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good. And he's fouling the play. So Cole Conrad working tough down low there for Archbishop Bergen. And finally he goes to the free throw line after being fouled in a play. The personal is going to be whistled on Mike Hannon. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Hawks. And Cole Conrad to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. He'll get one more. Conrad is the other big boy inside. Conrad at 6'5" and a sophomore, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. He scored 9 the other night in their win over Lincoln Lutheran. Second shot is up there. He misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Mike Hannon. Hannon has got the board for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Ostrander. Back to Hamburger out here in three-point territory to Ostrander. Double-teamed on the far side. Skip pass goes down in the corner over the head of Groffel out of bounds. 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Ostrander checks out of the ball game. Here comes Kevin Ryan back in there, and Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia is struggling a little bit offensively the past couple of minutes. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Archbishop Bergen 18, Hastings St. Cecilia 15.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Christian High School. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. 3:44 to play here in the second quarter, 18-15. Archbishop Bergen out on top of the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. We'll head to Orange City, Iowa after this one tonight. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will be playing nationally ranked Northwestern tomorrow in Orange City. Pre-game show will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. If you missed it late this afternoon, 3 players for Hastings College will be suspended for the guys tomorrow. In fact, it accounts for 51% of their total offense. They're going to be suspended. They won't play. Archbishop Bergen guilty of an over and back violation here. That's their second turnover. St. Cecilia will have the ball. Brady Lohman and also Dylan Flynn will not play in the ball game tomorrow, as well as Tobin Reinwald. Most of the leading scorers for the Broncos will be suspended for one game tomorrow for disciplinary reasons, and The Broncos will have a huge mountain to climb in the ball game tomorrow. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. There's a shot in the lane by Mike Hannon. It's going to be up and in. Hannon banks one home from in the lane there. 18-17 is the score now. It's a Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by a point. Jensen has got the ball on the deep wing over on the far side. Goes over to Mark, top of the key. Now to Boggs, who's back into the ball game. The Schleister down top of the key to a Cole Conrad. Over in the wing to a Jensen looking to penetrate against Hamburger. Takes the ball down to the baseline, stops. Now gets it inside to Schleister. Mishandles the ball, a traveling violation. Schleister right in front of the basket in the lane. Drops the ball there, and a traveling violation is called on Matt Schleister. The third turnover now in Archbishop Bergen. Now St. Cecilia can reclaim the lead here with a two-point field goal. 18-17 is the score. The Knights of Archbishop Bergen with a lead. There's a pass down in the corner. Cesar Tino has got it. Brings it up high. They get it to a Kevin Ryan. Comes across the top. Now to Hamburger, who holds the ball. Entry pass to get it to Hannon. Now down in the corner. Cesar for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It goes to the far sideline. Picked up by Boggs. Boggs runs her back the other way. He's knocked down in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Tanner Boggs will go to the free throw line here. He's fouled in a play by St. Cecilia. Going Joe Groffel. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on the Archbishop Bergen Knights. So no free throws here. He was not in the act of shooting. They're not in the bonus yet. So Schleister will play things over here in the wing. So Mart out on top now to Tanner Boggs. Now to Schleister. Moves it down in the corner to a Mart. Lobs it to Conrad. Conrad left side of the lane. Drives the baseline. We got a foul called again. It's going to go on Groffel. Joe Groffel picks up his third personal foul. So now Joel's got three. And Tim Skoke has got two. Chris Hartford peels off to warm up. He's going to head down to the scorer's table now. So Chris Hartford into the ball game now for Joel Groffel. That's going to be team foul number seven on St. Cecilia. So now the Knights are at the free throw line the rest of the half. Archbishop Bergen has got only one team foul here in the first half. Cole Conrad to the stripe. His shot is up there and in. He's now one out of three from the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ball game. The Knights are back to within. Well, it's 19-17. They're out on top now. 19-17. The Knights have the lead. Here's the next one by Conrad. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hartford. So a two-point lead now for Archbishop Bergen, 19-17. As we enter our way to the two-minute mark here of the second quarter. Hamburger down in the corner. That's Hannon driving the baseline. Into the lane. He's trapped there. His pass is deflected. Picked up by Kevin Ryan. Ryan here on the near sideline. Comes out to Cesar Tino. Good defense here by Bergen. A 1-2-2 zone defense. St. Cecilia having some problems with it here. Attacking the first half of play. There's Hannon. His shot in the lane is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Martz. Mark gets it away down to Schleister. Runs her back the other way to the near sideline to Boggs. Takes it down on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Mart. Down top of the key. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Schleister. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Long pass down the floor is too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Cesar Tino. He threw it too far out of bounds. Turnover number seven on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Down to the scorer's table checking in Colton Berdico. Berdico checks in. And coming out is going to be Cole Conrad. A minute and 38 seconds to play. St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame by the score of 19-17. Here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Schleister has got the ball over on the wing to a Griffin, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. We're going to have a personal foul called here. Foul's going to go on Colton Berdico away from all the action. That's going to be his first. So Berdico picks up his first foul. That's the second team foul called on Archbishop Bergen here in the first half, and we're down to a minute and 27 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here comes Jamison Ash into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Mike Hannon. 19-17 the score. It is Archbishop Bergen out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia here. Hawks have a chance to pull ahead with a three-point field goal. They've got just one three-pointer so far in this first half. That was off of the hands of Cesar Tino. Hamburger's got the ball out of the wing now to Kevin Ryan, down in the corner to Cesar. Ball poked away. It's going to be picked up by Matson. The eighth turnover on St. Cecilia. Here come the Knights back in their offensive zone. Mark for three. His shot is up there. Good. A couple of feet behind the three-point arc there. Jackson Mark throws it up. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. And it's 22-17. Now a five-point lead for Archbishop Bergen. We've hit the one-minute mark. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Hamburger. No good. Rebound Esch. Gets it back out of here in three-point territory to Ryan. Down in the corner to Cesar. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mark. The foul is going to be called. Jackson Mark. Not only hits the three-pointer at the offensive end, and then grabs the defensive rebound here, and a personal foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Phil Hamburger. That's going to be his first. And going to the free-throw line for Archbishop Bergen is going to be Jackson Martz. He has got 12 points. Actually, he's got 11 points in the ballgame right now. two out of four from the free throw line. Jackson will toe the mark here for Archbishop Bergen. The Knights have a five-point lead, 22-17. John is up there. He buries it. Jackson Mart will have one more. Archbishop Bergen now four out of nine from the free throw line here in this first half of play. They've got a six-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Jackson Martin hits a pair of free throws, and Bergen has now got a 24-17 lead over St. Cecilia. They have scored the last 6 points in the ballgame. There's a Jamison Esch with the ball, now to Hamburger at the elbow, right side of the lane, dribbles, brings it back out here in the three-point territory, down in the corner. Now we got a traveling violation. Hamburger, a little indecision there, is going to send it to the far sideline to a Kevin Ryan, who is sizing up a three, but a traveling violation called there on Phil Hamburger. Nine turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 24-17 is the score. Archbishop Bergen has got a seven-point lead. 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now I assume the Knights will go for the final shot here, and that's exactly what's going to happen here as Chris Paulson, the head coach for Archbishop Bergen, signals one. Now here's an interception by Hamburger, and a foul is going to be called. Hamburger gets an interception at the top of the key as he takes the ball away from Jackson Martz, and Jackson reaches out there and commits the personal foul. That's the first one on Jackson. That's team foul number three on the Knights, and now St. Cecilia will play for the final shot here. Hamburger getting the steal right at the top of the key, and then Jackson Mart reaches out and grabs him for the foul. St. Cecilia plays things in right in front of the scorers table, so they've got the last shot now. They're the second quarter, trailing by seven, 24-17. Hamburger's pass is deflected. It's going to be brought down by Jensen. Jensen runs it back two on two. They get it to Berdico. His shot no good. Tip try is up and in by Mart. Mark gets the tip. He's got 15. There's a shot from half court. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. So Archbishop Bergen finishes the second quarter strong. 26-17 is the score as they score the last 8 points of the second quarter. And Archbishop Bergen has got the lead here at halftime in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The score at halftime is the Archbishop Bergen Knights 26. Hastings St. Cecilia 17. Back with more after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Archbishop Bergen here at halftime. The score is 26-17. It was a seesaw first quarter of play. We were tied up at 5 points apiece. We were tied up at seven. St. Cecilia had a couple of leads in there of 1 point, 11-10. Had a three-point lead at 13-10. Bergen came back to hit a field goal at the end of the first quarter to make it 13-12 at the break. Tied up at 13 points apiece. Archbishop Bergen had a five-point lead at 22-17. In fact, it was back there at 16-15. St. Cecilia was having trouble offensively. They led 15-13, and then Bergen comes out and scores five straight points to make it 18-15. And then Bergen had an 18-17 lead. Then they finish off the second quarter by scoring the final 8 points of the second period to make it a 26-17 lead here at halftime for the Knights. St. Cecilia having a tough time with Jackson Mart in the ballgame. He has got 16 points here at halftime. He's knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame, and he's 4 out of 6 from the free-throw line. So Mart, the guy that we feared most here coming to the ballgame at 6'7" and a senior, who can shoot the three, he can push the up inside, and he can get the job done, and he's about getting the job done for the Knights here in the first half. 16 points for him. St. Cecilia has struggled offensively here in the first two quarters. They've got just 17 points on the board here at halftime against Archbishop Bergen. So we're at halftime of the semifinals, the boys' semifinal matchup here between Archbishop Bergen and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and check the scoring after this.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. For Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight, the Hawks are trailing 26-17. St. Cecilia getting 4 points in the ball game from Phil Hamburger. He had two field goals in the first half. Chris Hartford had a couple of field goals off of the bench. He's got 4 points. Cesar Tino had an early three-pointer, and that's it. In the first two quarters for the Hawks, he's got 3 points in the ball game. Then 2 points for Tim Skoke on a field goal. Joe Groffel has got a field goal and 2 points. And Mike Hannon has got a field goal and 2 points here in the first half. St. Cecilia did not get to the free throw line in the opening two quarters. Meanwhile, Archbishop Bergen, they got to the line a total of 10 times in the first half, at least 10 attempts. They converted on 5 of those. They were there 5 out of 10 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer was Jackson Martin in the first half. He had 2 3-pointers in the ball game, and they had 3 2-point field goals, and he was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Jackson Martin had 16 points in the first half for Archbishop Bergen. He's got 16 out of the 26. The other scorer is Cole Conrad, has got 3 points. He's got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also with 3 points was Colton Berdico as he knocked down a tray. And the other 4 points came from Jake Jensen as he hit a couple of 2-point field goals for his 4 points. So Archbishop Bergen, 5 out of 10 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia has not attempted one yet. The Hawks have turned the ball over 9 times in the ball game, only 3 for Archbishop Bergen. And Hastings St. Cecilia finds themselves trailing in the ball game on a score of 26-17 after leading 13-12 after the first quarter of play. Again at halftime, 26-17, Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Archbishop Bergen. We'll take another 1 minute timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lincoln Christian High School, Hastings St. Cecilia outscored 14-4 in the second quarter by the Archbishop Bergen Knights. And the Knights have the lead here at halftime, 26-17 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to play the championship ball game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against number one ranked Boys Town. The Cowboys beat Bishop Newman in the other semifinal game tonight by a score of 84-69. Boys Town jumped out to a 23-19 lead after the first quarter. It was 47-32 at halftime, 69-45 after three. Again, Boys Town wins it over Bishop Newman by a score of 84-69. The girls' championship was played last night here in Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia lost to Columbus SCOTUS by a score of 31-18. St. Cecilia went 16 minutes of that ball game without hitting a field goal. They scored just 8 points in the second half of play. They had one field goal, and they had six free throws. That is it. St. Cecilia had a 7-4 lead after the first quarter. Columbus SCOTUS outscored St. Cecilia 9-3 in the second quarter to grab a 13-10 advantage at halftime. It was 20-12 after three quarters. And again, Columbus SCOTUS beating St. Cecilia last night in the semifinal game, 31-18 over St. Cecilia. So SCOTUS is going to move on, and they will play in the championship ball game tomorrow against Aquinas. Aquinas knocking off Concordia last night by a score of 41-29. So SCOTUS beating St. Cecilia last night in the semifinals of the girls' side of this tournament as they won by a score of 31-18, and they'll play Aquinas tomorrow at 4:15 for the championship. Aquinas knocking off Concordia 41-29. We'll have basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. It'll be Hastings College taking on nationally ranked Northwestern. 2 o'clock for the women, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Three Hastings College men's basketball players have been suspended for the ball game tomorrow. They will not play. Tobin Reinwald, Dylan Flynn, and also Brady Lohman, some of the top scorers for Hastings. Those three players account for 51% of the Broncos' offense, and they'll have a tough, tough task tomorrow as a lot of youngsters will get in the ball game and some new faces in the contest to face a very good Northwestern team tomorrow afternoon. But nevertheless, we'll have the game for you tomorrow from Orange City, Iowa. Coverage beginning at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. So play is back in. Hastings St. Cecilia here in the third quarter, trailing Archbishop Bergen by the score of 26-17. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Bergen as they outscore St. Cecilia in that second quarter, 14-4. After St. Cecilia had a 13-12 lead after the opening period. So St. Cecilia got to find something that's going to work here offensively, and we got to shut down Jackson Martz, who's got 16 points in the first half. There's a three-pointer put up there by Phil Hamburger that's up and in. That's the second tray of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Hamburger's now got seven, and the Hawks are back to within 6 points now. 26-20 is the score. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our left here in this second half of play. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. A jump ball is going to be called. Over here on the right side, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Archbishop Bergen, so the Knights will play things in right in front of their bench. 7 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the third. You're listening to the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Matt Schleister will play things into a Nate Griffin. Now the Schleister again in front of the scorers table. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. That's a Mike Cannon out on the Schleister out here in three-point territory. Schleister sends it to the wing to Griffin. Sends it down low now. That's Martin with the ball. Martin gets it out to the free throw line. Schleister drives it down the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Conrad. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford, and the foul is called. So Cole Conrad got the offensive board. He goes up with a shot. Hartford gets the block, but Chris also picks up the personal foul. Hartford is called for hacking the arm of Cole Conrad. That's the first foul in Chris Hartford. That's going to be team foul number one in St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Conrad to the free throw line. His shot is up there, no good. Conrad, anything but charity here. He's now 1 out of 5 from the stripe in this ball game, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds per game. So the big guy toes the mark for his second shot. It is up there. He hits that one. So it's now a 27-20 ball game. Archbishop Bergen has got the lead. As St. Cecilia brings the ball up the near sideline, Hamburger takes it all the way into the lane. His short jumper is up there and in. Phil Hamburger took it right down in the paint there for St. Cecilia and hits the short jumper. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and now Bergen throws the ball out of bounds. Down in the corner, they throw it wide of the target. Griffin was down there, and the ball is thrown into the nickel seats on the far sideline. That is the fourth turnover on Archbishop Bergen. Now St. Cecilia can slice into the deficit right here. It's a 5-point ball game, 27-22. Archbishop Bergen with a lead. Hannon has got the ball for the Hawks. Comes across the top to Hamburger. A long three put up there. It's in there. Hamburger a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. Nails that, baby. He's got 8 points already here in the first quarter. 12 for the ball game. State to say it back to within 2 points. 27-25. So here's a Griffith get back at the other end, getting a shot out for the baseline that scores it for Archbishop Bergen. 29-25 is the score now. A four-point lead. Hamburger down the lane. His pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Hamburger taking it down the lane, trying to go down on the right block to Skoke, and he lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. The Hawks have cut the deficit down to 4 points now at 29-25. They had it down to two at 27-25, but Nate Griffin getting an easy basket underneath the hole there for Archbishop Bergen on their last possession. Here comes Schleister back with the ball down the right hand sideline, right-handed dribble, and now he's trapped out here. Good defense, and now we got a timeout called by Bergen as head coach Chris Paulson hops off of the bench. As they were trapped along the sideline here, they got Bergen a timeout. 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the third. The score now is Archbishop Bergen 25, Hastings St. Cecilia. Rather, Bergen 29, St. Cecilia 25.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
By the way, if Hastings St. Cecilia wins this ball game, we'll have the championship ball game for you tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Pregame show begins at 5:45, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. Boys Town will be the opponents, the number one-ranked Cowboys. But St. Cecilia down by 4 points here, 29-25 to Archbishop Bergen, the state runner-up in Class C2 a year ago, the state champions in Class D1 back in 2008. This is a good basketball team, though. Tanner Boggs with the ball. His pass deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline. Dribbling with the ball now is going to be Berdico. He's back into the ball game. Now there's Schleister. Spins in the lane. His pass down in the corner is going to be thrown out of bounds. Again, trying to take it down in the corner there to Jake Jensen. They throw the ball out of bounds. So after an error-free, basically, first half of play, Bergen has turned the ball over twice already here in the third quarter. Here comes Schleister out of the ball game. And Jonah Manson comes back in there. St. Cecilia is down by 4 points now. 29-25 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hawks with the ball back in their offensive zone as Archbishop Bergen stays with his 1-2-2 zone defense. Hamburger comes across the top to Hannon. Now a traveling violation is called at Hannon. Hannon faking over here on the wing. He's calling for the traveling violation. That's 11 turnovers on St. Cecilia now. The Hawks only average 12 on the season. We're just in the third quarter with 5:13 to play. 29-25. Archbishop Bergen with the lead. Bringing the ball back now for the Knights will be Mattson. Takes it over on the far sideline to Jensen. They work it back around to Conrad. Now over here on the wing to Boggs. Back outside, that's Mattson with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Conrad. His shot is up there and in. Cole Conrad just powers his way to the basket there for Archbishop Bergen. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 31-25. Bergen with a 6-point lead here with 4:48 to play in the third. Hamburger with the ball, dribble penetration into the paint. Now he stops, kicks it back out here to Tino. Down to Hamburger, 25 feet away from the basket. Picked up there by Tanner Boggs. Hamburger takes it to the top of the arc. Now picks up the dribble again, sends it down in the corner. That's Skoke with it. Down to Hamburger on the far sideline. Comes across the top to Hannon. Hannon holds the ball just to the left of the key. Out here now to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger brings it back to Hannon on the wing. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Tino dribbling with the ball. Down to Hannon. Hannon left side of the lane. Looking, goes down in the corner to Caesar for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Caesar Tino from deep in the left corner. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and the Hawks are back to within three. 31-28 is the score. 4:06 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Mattson with the ball. His pass to the far side is intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger scores again. He's got 14 in the ball game. He's got 10 so far here in the third quarter. 31-30 now. St. Cecilia is back to within 1 point with 3:49 to play. Here's Jake Jensen with the ball. Down in the corner, Mattson throws up a three. It's off of the mark, no good. And a foul is called on the rebound. An offensive foul on Tanner Boggs. A rebounding foul on Archbishop Bergen. It's going to go on Boggs. That's his first. That's going to be team foul number one of the Knights. So now St. Cecilia can reclaim the lead here. On this possession, it's 31-30. St. Cecilia has not led in this ball game since the end of the first quarter at 13-12. The Knights came back and got a free throw right at the beginning of the second quarter, and St. Cecilia has not sniffed the lead since then. Here's Hamburg with the ball, comes back out on top to Kevin Ryan. 31-30, St. Cecilia down by a point. Hartford to the far sideline, Cesar Tino. Cesar dribbling with the ball. Now to Hamburger, who's been red hot here in the third quarter. Hartford, left side of the lane, back out to Hamburger. 4-3, shot is up there. That's way off of the mark, no good. And now we got a traveling violation called on Schweitzer coming out of there with a rebound. Schweitzer got the ball, but he's called for the traveling violation before he got started here. So a turnover on the Knights, and St. Cecilia will have the ball again. They'll inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Down to 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Third quarter of the semifinals here. Boy, a change in styles from watching Boys Town earlier, who put 84 points on the board in the other semifinal game. We're at 31-30 here. St. Cecilia trailing Archbishop Bergen in this third quarter. Here sees Tino driving to the hole, and he's going to be tripped as he falls down, and the foul is going to be called on Bergen. Going to go on Boggs. That's going to be his second. Now, Boys Town put 84 points on the board. They beat Bishop Newman 84-69 in the other semifinal ball game. And they were up and down the floor. It was like a hockey match in that first ball game. These two teams here just grinding it out. 31-30. We're in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. St. Cecilia still has an opportunity here to reclaim the lead as Jamison Esch is into the ball game. He'll inbound the ball to Cesar Tino on the right sideline. Cesar dribbling the ball out near the 10-second line. Goes over to Kevin Ryan. Entry pass to Hartford. Hartford right at the elbow. Kicks it back out to Ryan, top of the key. Right side now to Esch. Now to Hartford again. Right side of the lane. Out to Kevin Ryan, top of the key. Drives it down the paint. Comes out to Esch now. Looks at the three. Drives it to the top of the key. His pass to the wing is going to be tipped, and it's going to be nearly intercepted. Picked up by Kevin Ryan, though. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Cesar for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it was last touch there by Martz. Jackson Martin was the last to touch it on the weak side there, but he couldn't grab the ball. And again, St. Cecilia will play things in. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. 31-30 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. The Knights have scored only 4 points so far here in the third quarter. Hartford with the ball now for the Hawks in their offensive zone to Cesar. Out to Esch. It's out for three. Good. Jamison Esch hits a three-pointer, and St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawks out on top, 33-31. Here's a three back the other way. It's going to be no good by Jake Jensen, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So the Hawks have it in a two-point lead now at 33-31 after Esch hits a big three-pointer there for the Hawks to give them the lead. Their first lead since they had a 13-12 advantage after the first quarter. Esch has got the ball again. Entry pass to Hartford down in the corner. Cesar for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Archbishop Bergen. That's Berdico with the rebound. He comes to the near sideline. Now to Schweitzer as he hustles into the forecourt. Drives it into the lane. Kicks it back out here to Martz. Mart now gives it to Matt Schweitzer again. Schweitzer picked up there by St. Cecilia's defense and Kevin Ryan. As they pick him up man-to-man, here's Jackson Mart again here on the right side. Drives the ball against Scope. Goes for the hole and scores. Jackson Mart scores again. He's now got 18 in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 33 points apiece here in the third quarter. Bergen stays with his 1-2-2 zone defense. They've been zoned all night long. Jamison Esch with the ball comes to the near sideline to Kevin Ryan. Down to 90 seconds to play here in the third. Here's a long-range jumper by Ryan. It's going to be no good. Rebound Esch. Follow shot is up there and in. Jamison Esch with a three and a two in the last two possessions, including an offensive board. And the Hawks go back out on top by a score of 35-33 here in the third. Drilling of the ball is going to be sliced around here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Here's Mart with the ball again. Mart gets it to a Berdico. Down to a Schweitzer. Entry pass to Griffin at the free throw line. Down to the elbow to Berdico. A shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Offensive rebound and a foul shot there by Nate Griffin. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. We're tied up now at 35 points apiece. Ryan in the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Berdico for Archbishop Bergen. They get it ahead now to Griffin. His drive. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tino. Cesar Tino with the ball now with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And the Hawks now with the ball back in their offensive zone. They get it to a Jamison Esch. He drives it to the free throw line down to Cesar Tino on the wing. And Kevin Asher up in front of the bench. He says, let's play for one here, game. 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. We have battled back from a first-half deficit and a 9-point halftime deficit at 26-17. We're now tied at 35. Here's Skulk underneath the hole. His shot is going to be blocked down from behind by Mart. The ball brought out of there by Jackson Mart. Here comes the Knights from half court. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound Esch. His shot from back court is going to be no good. From underneath the Archbishop Bergen basket, he throws it the length of the floor. That sails wide of the hoop, and that's the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia back into the ball game now as they had a good third quarter. We're tied up at 35 points apiece after three. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger scores 10 points in the third quarter alone. Hamburger with 14 for the ballgame. St. Cecilia and Archbishop Bergentine about 14 points apiece. Esch from the right corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. And the ball goes up over the backboard and out of play here. So it's going to be Archbishop Bergen basketball. We're tied up at 35 points apiece here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Jake Jensen with the ball comes out to Berdico. Now across the top to Matson as he holds the ball here. Matson holds it at the top of the key. Ryan Ryan is grilled defensively. Over here on the wing on the right side to Vicero is in the ball game now. Back to the top of the circle. That's Matson with the ball. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Jensen on the wing, drives it down on the baseline, stops there, reverses the ball, gets it out here in the three-point territory to Berdico. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. Comes down the near sideline to Ostrander. Ostrander now to Hannon. Back to Ostrander on the wing. He throws it down in the corner out of bounds. Trying to get it back down to Hannon in the Coughlin corner down here on the left side, and he throws it out of bounds. St. Cecilia now with 12 turnovers in the ball game. Archbishop Bergen has got 8. Hartford comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Ostrander. 7 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 35 points apiece. St. Cecilia outscored Bergen 18-9 in that third quarter after falling behind 26-17 at halftime. Here's Mart with the ball at the top of the circle. Mart now with 18 points in the ball game. He's got just 2 points so far here in the second half of play. Griffin with the ball, free throw line extended right side. Out to a Conrad, top of the circle now. Conrad goes over on the wing, taking the ball to the hole is Vicero, and he's going to be fouled into play. J.D. Vicero angling in from the left wing, and he is fouled into play here by St. Cecilia's Kevin Ryan. The first foul on Ryan. It's team foul number 2 on the Hawks. Down shooting situation, so Archbishop Bergen will inbound the ball. Baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Vicero gets it underneath the hole there. Jensen and shot is up and in. Off of the inbound, Jake Jensen slides down the lane and scores. And now it's a 37-35 ball game. Archbishop Bergen with a 2-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Kevin Ryan goes over on the wing to Jamison Esch. Out of Hartford, top of the key. Down in the corner to Hamburger. Hamburger looks to the three. Takes the three. His shot's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Hannon out here in 3-point territory. Flips it away to Kevin Ryan. Still a 1-2-2 zone defense here for Archbishop Bergen. Ryan dribbling with the ball in 3-point territory. Comes to the near sideline to Hamburger. Now to Ryan. Over to Jamison Esch. Deep wing on the right side. Esch, rainbow pass down in the corner to Hamburger, left side. This is the Esch at the free throw line out of hand, and his short jumper is up there. It's off of the iron. No good as he tried to bank that baby home. And now a foul is going to be called. Cole Conrad got the rebound there for Bergen, and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. The Hawks miss a short jumper there. Personal foul is going to be called on Ryan of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 in the Hawks. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Tim Skoke. Hannon will come down, sit on the bench here beside head coach Kevin Asher. 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the game. Archbishop Bergen 35. He's seeing St. actually 37-35. Bergen now with a 2-point lead over the Hawks. Here's Griffin with the ball. Comes into the forecourt as he works against Ash. Comes over here to Jensen. Tries to drive it. Can't do it. Now to Conrad at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Cole Conrad. Bounce pass down low to Mart. Mart takes it down on the baseline. Good defense here by Skoke. Mart has to get rid of it. Finally does. Bounce pass to Conrad. Conrad working. Spins against Hartford. Shot up there. No getting. A foul is called. Good matchup inside between Cole Conrad and Chris Hartford. Hartford trying to hold on out of there, but he picks up the personal foul. I'm going to say that's Hamburger reaching in. Hamburger reaching in there. So now it's going to be a free throw coming up here from Cole Conrad. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Conrad now 3 out of 7 for the free throw. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Esch out of the contest now. Cesar Tino back in. It's going to be Archbishop Bergen now with a 3-point lead, 38-35 here in the ball game. Next shot is up there from Conrad. It's good. So Conrad hits a pair. Bergen now leading by a score of 39-35. So they've scored the first 4 points in this fourth quarter. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. St. Cecilia trailing. Hamburger, his pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds. Again, trying to set up Cesar Tino down here in the left corner. Tino has already got 2 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 6 points. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball now with 5:27 to play here in the fourth. Hamburger from the corner gets it to a Cesar Tino up high out here in 3-point territory. He'll put it on the floor. Sends it over to Kevin Ryan on the deep wing on the right side. Back to the center of the floor. Now to a Hamburger. Hamburger holds it back to Ryan on the far side. 1-2-2 zone defense still for the Knights of Bergen. Entry pass to get it to Skok in the lane. Kicks it back out to Hamburger. Now to Ryan on the wing. Ryan jump pass to the near sideline. Cesar Tino fakes the three. Drives it down on the baseline. His short jumper is up there. No good. Tap tried by Hartford. No good. And the rebound comes down to Martz of Archbishop Bergen. Down the left sideline. Now to Griffin. Nate Griffin with the ball now for the Knights. Out to Martz. Martz hands it away. Now to Schleister. 4:50 to play in the ball game. It's 39-35. Archbishop Bergen with a lead over St. Cecilia. Here's Jensen with the ball. Jensen dribbling right side of the lane. Comes out to Cole Conrad. Now over to Schleister. One hands it out top now to Jackson Martz. Martin out of Griffin. Brings it back out to Matt Schleister. Picked up there by Cesar Tino. Schleister drives it over here to the right side. Now reverses. Stomps out here in 3-point territory. Gets it to a Mart. They lob it inside to Griffin. Griffin puts a man in the air. Can't go for the shot. Sends it out to Jensen for 3. Shot good. Jake Jensen throws up a 3-pointer. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, 42-35, as the Knights have scored the first 7 points of this fourth quarter. They're on a 7-0 run. After we fought to a 35-35 third quarter situation. Here's Hamburger driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and scores. Bill Hamburger scoring there. Nice move to the hole. He's got 16 points. Back the other way is Schleister. He takes the ball to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Hartford, and the ball is recovered by Kevin Ryan. He gets it to Cesar Tino. His shot's going to be blocked down at the other end by Martz. Long rebound. Schleister has got it 2-on-1. The Conrad shot good. Cole Conrad scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Now 44-37 in favor of Archbishop Bergen. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play, and now Kevin Asher finally calls the timeout. So a timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia, 3:36 to play in the fourth quarter. It's now the Bergen Knights 44, St. Cecilia 37.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Jackson Bart leading the way for Archbishop Bergen so far in the ball game. He's got 18 points. Cole Conrad has got 10. Jake Jensen has got 9. Phil Hamburger has got 16 points for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino has got 6. Nobody else. A lot of offensive punch so far in this ball game for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. The Knights have outscored St. Cecilia here 9-2 in the fourth quarter. That's now a 44-37 ball game after we were tied up at 35 points apiece after 3. So St. Cecilia trying to get something going here offensively. Well, I'll tell you what, it's tough to penetrate inside with big old Jackson Martin there at 6'7". Cole Conrad carrying a load at 6'5", about a 250-pound kid inside there for the Bergen Knights. Got a big wingspan as well. 44-37, St. Cecilia down by 7. Here's Hamburger with the ball deep in the corner. St. Cecilia with it in their offensive zone. The Ryan down in the corner. Cesar Tino. Another shot's going to be blocked down there by Jensen. The ball recovered, though, by Hartford. They get it out to Tino. Now to Hartford again. Back outside. Kevin Ryan at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Ryan double team. Sends it down in the baseline to Hartford. Hartford never travels with the ball. There's a rainbow pass out to the right wing to Hamburger. Kevin Ryan back to Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Still at zone defense for Bergen in this ball game. Down in the corner is Skok. Down to Hamburger to Kevin Ryan. Down in the corner, Caesar for three. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Caesar Tino knocks down a tray from deep in the left corner. And Kevin Asher calls another timeout. The Hawks are back within 4 points. Timeout, St. Cecilia, 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. It's now Bergen 44, St. Cecilia 40.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia with two timeouts left. We see Bergen has got four. 44 to 40 is the score. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in regulation. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia now attacking in backcourt. Griffin will play things in to Schleister. Schleister will bring things up against Kevin Ryan. Dribbles behind his back, still in backcourt here. Schleister dribbles behind his back again, races the ball into the offensive zone, takes it to the free throw line, now to Nate Griffin. Back out to Schleister, as St. Cecilia now the man-to-man defense, right side, that's Jake Jensen with the ball. Free throw line extended right side, picked up by Hannon. Out on top, now to Martz. Here's a Jake Jensen with the ball. Jake gets it away, now to Schleister. Schleister working against the Kevin Ryan, moves it to the near sideline, picks up the dribble. Good defense by the Hawks here. Back outside to a Jake Jensen, now to Schleister, down to 2:13 to play. St. Cecilia trailing by 4 points. Right sideline, Jake Jensen. Picked up there by Mike Hannon. Comes out between the circles again to Griffin. And now the Knights probably running some of the time here. On the wing is Schleister. Lobs it inside to Conrad. Shot is up and in. Cole Conrad scores as he banks one off of the glass. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. That's now a 46-40 ball game. The Knights have a six-point advantage. Here's Hamburger from the elbow. His man falls down. He throws up a shot. No good. And a rebound comes down to Conrad. The defensive man fell down there for the Knights. Hamburger from the elbow. He couldn't get the shot to go down. Now we got a foul called here as Schleister comes into the offensive zone. A foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. We're down to a minute and 38 seconds to play. A minute 38 left in the fourth quarter. It's 46-40. And now we've got Simon Ostrander coming into the ballgame. No foul called here on the St. Cecilia. It looks like somebody was just shaken up. And it's going to be Archbishop Bergen inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Now a foul is going to be called on Ryan as he inbound the ball. That's going to be the third team. That's the third foul on Kevin Ryan, the fourth team foul on St. Cecilia. And now we're going to, officials are having a conversation with the scores table here. 1:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's now a 46-40 ball game. So St. Cecilia has still got a couple of fouls to waste. We got four team fouls on St. Cecilia, now two on Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia has not shot a free throw in this ball game tonight, and we are in the fourth quarter. No free throws by the Hawks here in this fourth quarter of play. Now down to the scorers table is going to be Colton Berdico. Berdico is going to check out. I think Schleister a little bit shaken up there for Archbishop Bergen. He's going to have to come out of the ball game. He'll play things into Berdico. Now to Jake Jensen. Jump pass comes back to Colton Berdico here on the near sideline. Trapped here along the left sideline. Now they get it into the hands of Jensen. Jensen back out here in the three-point territory. Now we got a foul call to get it to Nate Griffin. And a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to be on Cesar Tino. That's going to be his first. Now it's going to be the seventh team foul on the Hawks as they make the correction on the foul situation up on the board. So this is going to be actually a one-and-one situation now for Archbishop Bergen. And going to the free throw line is going to be Nate Griffin. That's what the officials were discussing, maybe the team foul situation. Griffin's free throw is up there and in. That's the ninth made free throw in the ball game by Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia still has not shot a free throw tonight. The difference has been from the free throw line. Nate Griffin will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Skok has got the board. 47-40 is the score now. The Hawks are down by 7 points, a minute and 16 seconds to play. Cesar Tino bounce pass to Hannon. His shot for the baseline is off of the mark. No good. Rebound Skok on the weak side. Tim Skok dribbles in the corner on the right side. Gets it out here to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Cesar Tino. on the left side of the lane, takes it down to the baseline, tries to put a man in the air. He's double-teamed. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds by Jensen. The winner of this ball game will get number one-ranked Boys Town tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the Centennial Conference Championship. St. Cecilia down by 7 points here, 47-40 with 59 seconds to play. Hamburger plays things into Skoke on the wing. Now to Hamburger, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be offline, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jackson Martin. He's fouled in the play. Jackson Martin got the rebound there for Archbishop Bergen, and now he goes to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled on Cesar Tino. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks, and going to the free throw line will be Jackson Martin. He's out of whale of a ball game, at least a whale of a first half. He had 16 in the first half alone. He's got 18 in the ball game now. St. Cecilia has held them to just 2 points here in the second half, and the free throw is going to be up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon gets the ball away to Hamburger. Now to Hannon. The pass is going to be deflected. Slicer brings it down the other way. Slicer down the lane. He stops now. His problems with a dribble. Comes out here on the wing, and he's finally found in the play. Slicer had a 2-on-1 break and then lost control of the dribble down the lane. He was being hacked out there by the St. Cecilia defense. He dribbles out of the wing on the left side, and that's where he is fouled into play by Phil Hamburger. That's going to be his third. So Hamburger now with 3, and that's going to send Matt Schleister will go to the free throw line here. He's not been there so far tonight, averaging 6 points per ball game. Head of the contest now is going to be Jamison Esch. It's going to be Skoke coming to the bench. We're down to 39.6 seconds to play. St. Cecilia down by 7. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Schleister, and the rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Hannon runs her back the other way. He's got a 3-on-2 coming back the other way to Esch. His shot is up there. It's no good. He misses the easy one. Rebound Hannon out to Ostrander for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound battle 4, and the baseline goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Archbishop Bergen basketball. So Bergen will play things in. 26.4 seconds to play. End of the ball game now is going to be Berdico again. Here comes Jonah Mattson back into the ball game. J.T. Lucero checks back in now for Archbishop Bergen. 26.4 seconds to play. Bergen has got a 7-point lead over St. Cecilia, 47-40. The Hawks have scored just 5 points here in the fourth quarter. They've been outscored 12-5 by Bergen. After St. Cecilia outscored Bergen in the third quarter, 18-9. There's a foul now on Mike Hannon as Bergen inbounds the ball. Hannon right there with a personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10. On St. Cecilia. So now we're going to have some more free throws. This will be a two-shot foul for Colton Berdico. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. They get 4 as that one goes down through the hole. So now on free throws, Archbishop Bergen slowly but surely crawling away from St. Cecilia. 48-40 is the score. Here comes the next one. It's good. 49-40. St. Cecilia down by 9 points now with 24.6 seconds to play. Mike Cannon will roll the ball in. And Ostrander will pick things up, gets it into the forecourt, now to Hamburger, down in the corner to Caesar for 3. Shot is up there, it's going to be short. Rebound, Hamburger gets it to Tino again, left side of the lane, out to Ostrander for 3. His shot is up there, it's off of the mark, no good. Battle 4, Jamison Esch has got it. His shot in front of the basket, no good. Tip try by Esch is good. Jamison Esch gets the tip, and now a timeout is going to be called with 9 seconds to play. 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout with a score. Bergen 49, St. Cecilia 42.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 9 seconds to go, 49-42. Bergen has the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. As the Knights will attempt to play things in, they can't do it. They burn a timeout. Jonah Mattson could not inbound the ball back here underneath the St. Cecilia basket, so we've got a timeout called here. 9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take another break with a score. Bergen 49, St. Cecilia 42.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Feister plays things in. It's going to be intercepted in backcourt here by Ostrander. He gets it to Hamburger down in the corner of the ball. Tipped out of bounds by Schweister. But now we got 4.8 seconds to play. They just try a long baseball pass down the floor there. It was intercepted by Ostrander. Now St. Cecilia with only 4.8 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. They'll play things in. Ostrander with the ball. His shot is up there from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Matson, and that's the ball game. Time runs out, and Archbishop Bergen has beaten Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight as they outscore St. Cecilia 14-7 in the decisive fourth quarter. And Archbishop Bergen will move on to play number one-ranked Boys Town tomorrow night here at the Lincoln Christian High School. Archbishop Bergen improves to 14 wins and 3 losses on the season. St. Cecilia ousted here from the conference tournament. They are now 11-6. On the season. Again, the final score, Archbishop Bergen beating Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 49-42. Back with a recap after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Archbishop Bergen knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. The score 49-42. The Hawks led 13-12 after the first quarter. Bergen then tied things up at 13 points apiece in the second quarter. Had an 18-17 lead there in the second. Then he scored the last 8 points of the second quarter. They had a 26-17 lead at halftime as Bergen outscored St. Cecilia in that second period 14-4. Hawks come right back around and they get back into the ball game by outscoring Bergen 18-9 in the third quarter. We were tied up at 35 going into the fourth and final quarter, but Bergen too much there in the fourth. They outscored St. Cecilia 14-7 in the final period, and the Knights go on to beat the Hawks tonight by a score of 49-42. The difference in the ball game tonight from the free throw line, Archbishop Bergen 11 out of 20 from the free throw line tonight. St. Cecilia did not shoot a free throw in the ball game here tonight. So 11 out of 20 for Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia with no free throws tonight, and the Hawks lose by 7 points at 49-42. It was a good performance by Jackson Mart, at least in the first half. He had 16 in the first half for Bergen, had 18 for the ball game. He knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ball game, had 4 2-point field goals. He was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Jackson Mart had 18 points. Cole Conrad had 12, including 9 in the second half. Jake Jensen had 9 points. He had a 3 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer in the ball game tonight. Conrad, he had 4 field goals, and he was 4 out of 8 from the free throw line for his 12. The other scorers, 5 points for Colton Berdico, as he had a 3-pointer, and he was 2 out of 2 from the line. And Nate Griffin had a couple of field goals. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 5 points for Archbishop Bergen. Meanwhile, for Hastings St. Cecilia, they got 16 points tonight from Phil Hamburger. Hamburger had 2 3-pointers and 5 2-point field goals. Hamburger had just 4 points in the first half, but he came back with 10 more. In the third quarter alone, he finishes with 16 in the ballgame. He was the only man in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino had 9 points on 3 3-pointers. Other scores for the Hawks, Jamison Esch, he had 7 points. Esch had 1 3-pointer, and he had a couple of 2-point field goals in the ballgame for his 7. 4 points for Chris Hartford on 2 field goals. Tim Skoke had a field goal for 2. Joe Groffel had a field goal for 2. Mike Hannon, a field goal for 2. So Archbishop Bergen knocks off St. Cecilia 49-42. They'll take on Boys Town tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the Boys Championship here. The Girls Championship will go at 4:15 tomorrow. That will pit Columbus Scotus against Aquinas Catholic. In the final in this one, Archbishop Bergen 49, Hastings St. Cecilia 42. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Farm Bureau Financial Services makes insurance simple. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind. Count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the life insurance that's right for you. Trust Farm Bureau to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today and see how to make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School again. Bergen knocking off St. Cecilia tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score of 49-42. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, a big night for Phil Hamburger scoring the basketball. He had 16 points in the ball game, had a rough first half of play, but came back with 12 points in the second half, including 10 in the third quarter alone. Phil Hamburger leading the way, 16 points. Cesar Tino hitting some big shots down the stretch as he had 3 3-pointers in the ball game for 9 points, including 2 threes in the second half of play. Jamison Esch hit some big shots. He had 7 points in the ball game. And then Kevin Ryan did not score tonight for St. Cecilia, but did a great job defensively out there for the Hawks in that man-to-man defense. They're all candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back and name a winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, maybe an obvious choice here, Phil Hamburger, as he comes up with 16 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia fell behind 26-17 at halftime, but Phil Hamburger almost single-handedly got the Hawks back into the ballgame in the third as he scores 10 of his 16 points in the third quarter alone. He finishes with 16 in the ballgame. He had 2 3-pointers and 5 2-point field goals. Phil Hamburger is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, as the Hawks drop this one to Archbishop Bergen by a score of 49-42. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian High School again. It was Archbishop Bergen tonight knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score of 49-42. The deciding numbers, Archbishop Bergen outscoring St. Cecilia in the fourth quarter, 14-7. And they outscored St. Cecilia from the free throw line tonight, 11-0. St. Cecilia did not get a free throw attempt in the ball game here tonight as they fall by a score of 49-42. The Hawks are now 11-6 on the season. Meanwhile, Archbishop Bergen improves to 14 wins and 3 losses. They get ready to face number one ranked Boys Town tomorrow night here at Lincoln Christian. That'll be a 6 o'clock start for the Boys Championship as Boys Town knocked off Bishop Newman 84-69 in the other semifinal game played earlier tonight. The Girls Championship ball game will be played at 4:15 tomorrow here at Lincoln Christian as Columbus Scotus will take on Aquinas. Scotus last night taking care of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 31-18. Aquinas beating Concordia last night by a score of 41-29. Kevin Asher just making his way back out to the broadcast facility. We'll take our time out. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian against St. Cecilia, dropping this one to Archbishop Bergen by a score of 49-42. As St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, tough basketball game. We had our runs, but just not enough there in the fourth quarter.
No, we just, the blown defensive assignments in the first half and lack of urgency getting back on defense to start the game, and then 8 turnovers. Against what I would call, an okay 1-2-2. Just maybe their size put us in some difficult situations rotation-wise, so we either had the right defensive group on the floor or the right offensive group, but we could never get into a flow in the first half. And, you go down three possessions or whatever it was. It makes it tough. I was proud of the kids, making that nice run. That's what good teams do. But then they decided they were going back inside against us, and we had a difficult time matching it.
We talked about the matchup problems with Jackson Mart during the pregame show. He has 16 in the first half alone, ends up with only 18 in the ball game, but he was a force in that first half.
Well, the first part of our scouting report, number 44. Number 44 can't be left. He never hurt us at all inside, Hurt us from the three-point stripe. And offensive rebounds, and I don't know. And like I said, we had the right offensive team on the floor at one end sometimes, but that was bad for us on defense. And it's nobody's fault. It's just the fact that they do a nice job of putting, a big out and a big in, and you're at harm's way all the time with the size of team we had. So we couldn't quite get enough pressure on them. Their guards did a nice job of handling the ball, and hats off to them. I thought they did a really good job.
After we got to March stop basically for the second half, and then Cole Conrad, the other big kid that we talked about in the pregame show, that's the Husky one, and he grabbed some offensive boards and had but he had 9 points in the second half, 3 in a first half.
Yeah, like I said, it was kind of pick your poison a little bit. And if we went with 2 bigs, that kind of hurt us a little bit at the offensive end. So we had to we went 2 bigs, to start the whole second half. But then when we got to the point where we were in the control, up 1 or 2 points, and then we just had to sub sometime, you know, to give our bigs a rest. And Conrad went back inside and did a great job. So sometimes it takes games like these to try to figure out, because, you know, you may play a team with two bigs that later down the road.
Is that what we have right now? We got us an offensive team and a defensive team here?
Well, not necessarily, but against that 1-2-2, you really had to have people in the right spots to get, you know, decent looks at the basket. And the first half, we were just a little bit frustrated with our offense. And then, you know, defensively, I think we can, you know, that's a big team. I mean, there's just nobody out there 6'1 or below. And so it really at times put us at a disadvantage on the defensive side of the game. And we all know our defense is what carries our offense most of the time.
Coach, why were we successful then in the third quarter? We outscored them 18-9.
Well, we Phil Hamburger hit some really nice shots, and I thought as soon as he hit one or two, it kind of loosened everybody else up in that stretch. I think Jamison Esch had one, Cesar Tino had one, and those three, you know, are guards from the perimeter. And I think we did a good job of Chris and Tim flashing to the high post, kicking it out to a wing shooter, and they were ready to shoot. So you know, that's probably why, as we got better looks at the basket through going inside out. And you know, maybe that fourth quarter we should have went to the high post a little bit more, but they got onto that too, and I don't think it was there.
Yeah, Hamburger scoring 10 points in the third quarter alone. We go into the fourth quarter, they outscore us 14-7, so they basically made the adjustments and shut us down there offensively.
Yeah, they did. And Phil doesn't get many breaks, so he's gassed, and he needed a break. So we sub him out, and then it seems like we didn't have anybody that wanted to step up and take that next shot. So we learned from this game, and I've said all year long, zone defense at times frustrates these kids, and if you're not knocking down shots, I think we shot 26 three-pointers, which, you know, five were probably out of desperation there late, but against that type of defense, you need to have a little bit of an inside presence. I thought Chris did a good job in the first half, but then he was flashing too much the second half, which got us outside shots. So, you know, it was just probably a poorly coached offensive side of the ball for us.
And we could not get to the free throw line the entire night tonight. And anytime you go 0-for-0 from the free throw line, it's tough to win.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, but, you know, you're right. You don't get to the free throw line, you're usually probably not aggressive enough on offense. And it seems like offensive rebounds, I don't think we had very many, but we couldn't get fouled on them when we did. It was either they did a nice job on film, they left their feet all the time in the corner, and they left their feet on the interior. And tonight, due to either our lack of size or they disciplined themselves not to leave their feet, and they didn't leave their feet at all.
So now you got to five games left in the regular season before we move on into the postseason. This tournament will show you some things we got to work on for the next couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, you know, I know some of the teams we're going to play. Minden has two bigs inside, and we probably won't see this big a team again. But the fact is, if we see another zone defense, we got to be better and move the ball better inside out, and get our eyes up. I think our eyes are always down, and maybe that's seeing man-to-man all the time, but your eyes should always be up when you catch the ball looking for a teammate. So, yeah, that's something we need to work on. I'm sure that, you know, we've got a full week of practice. We'll try to get back to work. Like I told the kids, this doesn't make or break your season. It's disappointing to be not playing tomorrow night, but, the end of the year, if we can just stay together and keep our momentum going towards – you know, districts, we should finish the season fine.
So working against a zone like this, you got to get some inside touches. Is that what we got to do better at?
Yeah, I think, whether it's getting post-ups and kick-outs so your shooters are shooting off a kick-out, or whether it's just making a post move and trying to challenge them a little bit. But, you know, like I said, that size just intimidated us a little bit in the first half. And then, I don't think we really looked at going inside enough in the second half.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks dropping this one here tonight to Archbishop Bergen by a score of 49-42. St. Cecilia is now 11-6 on the season. They'll get ready to play again next week. In fact, some tough ball games coming up next week. Lincoln Lutheran, they'll play at Adams Central on February 7th, and then they got to Grand Island Central Catholic again. So Lincoln Lutheran on the 4th, they got Adams Central on the 7th, and Grand Island Central Catholic on the 10th, the Hawks will finish things up with Grand Island Northwest and Centura. So coming up tomorrow, we've got Hastings College basketball. We will head for Orange City, Iowa. Coming up next, it'll be the Broncos taking on the nationally ranked Northwestern in a women's-men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game tomorrow will go at 2 with the guys to follow at 4 o'clock on the air with the Jeff Dittman pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings College men, again, will be playing without three of their top leading scorers in Tobin Reinwald, Dylan Flynn, and Brady Lohman. They've been suspended for the ball game tomorrow, so the Broncos not only play a nationally ranked team in the Northwestern and the highest scoring team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, they'll have to go in there with a BB gun up against a machine gun. As Hastings will take on Northwestern tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the play-by-play here on 1230 KHAS. In the final score in this one, it was Bergen knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia 49-42. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.